Folks, we are back for show 202, a couple days late on the recording, but we've been sorting out the new computer, getting everything transferred over to the new computer, and we only got the mixer and the mic attached and working just today. So here we are, back show 202. So thank you so much for tuning in. That first band there is somebody I have played before. That was Goodnight Sunrise and their new single, Footsteps in the Dark. I thought that was a most excellent tune to start off the show with. This comes off their dynamic third full album, Against All Odds, which will be coming out October 7th, which is just a little past now. As I said, I am playing a little catch up here. I went through and deleted everything that was in my inbox that was pre, I think, May 2022. So if it was older than that, it is out of my inbox. I'm trying to play catch up and play recent stuff, current releases, and all that fun stuff. So this album comes out 2.5 years after their last album, which is fantastic that they've finally gotten a chance to release something new. And I'm so excited that I got the chance to play it for you. We do have a lineup of 6 fantastic tracks this week. And hopefully you guys will enjoy everything I've pulled out of the inbox for you this week. I know I have. I enjoyed selecting them late last night. I'll be releasing this today on Sunday onto Patreon for the Patreon folks. And everybody else will be getting it on Tuesday. So sorry, it's a little off schedule and a little late. I'm going to hope to try and get back on track now that the office is looking a little bit less shambly. I should be able to schedule time appropriately to make sure we get our shows out on time so you guys can have all this fantastic Canadian music to listen to, right? Right. With that said, let's jump right back into some more music.
Life goes by fast. We don't meet that often. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
I still remember the moment our eyes met in that crowded room. Time stood still, and ever since then I have never been the same. Your loving gives me a reason to go on.
Well, we went for something a little different for tracks 2 and 3 this week, just because we could, and, well, you know, it's what was in the inbox. So, most of this week's stuff has come in through Artura Research, so thank you guys over there, whether it be Ava, Adam, or whoever tends to send me stuff, but you guys seem to send me the stuff most. I think Matt sends me stuff, too. So, anyways, we had there Jackson Welcher and his new track, When You Are. Literally the letters you are, right? And he is based out of Toronto, Ontario. He is a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, arranger. singer of jazz, classical, folk, and improvised music. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, because I certainly did. And then we had somebody I have played before, most recently on show 197, so not that long ago, though that would have been back in August for regular listeners. And that was Oli Owens and her track Through the Darkest Night. And she's from the Prairies. Yeah, it's a little bit harder to narrow it down when I say the Prairies, but when that's all I can narrow it down, that's all we can give you. But we have played her a couple of times before, I love her voice. I absolutely love her voice. I don't know about you guys or what you think of her music, but for me, she has a fantastic voice and could probably sing me a phone book and I'd love it. And she's got one of those wonderful voices, and I'm so glad she's out there making music and sharing it with the world. Right? Awesome. We do have three more tracks to get to. Before we do that, though, I thought we might talk for a few moments. So as many of you know, if you're regular listeners, I had started streaming on Twitch a few months ago, and I managed to get affiliate status. So what that means for me is that once I get enough subscriptions and or bits or donations coming in, Twitch starts to pay me. At what level does Twitch start to pay me? It's a 50-50 split of the whatever comes in. However, you need to be making at minimum $50 to get a payout. So when a subscription is only a couple dollars a month, which is, you know, not a lot, it's a couple coffees out if you're just getting a, you know, a double at Tim's, or, you know, one good drink at Starbucks a month, please consider wandering over to Twitch and supporting me if you can. I have been without work since the end of August and would really love to be able to stay at home, stream video games full time, and spend a little extra quality time with my podcast in between streams. Yeah, it does mean a lot of talking. It does mean having to be always on and have, you know, talky personality, which I can do. And, you know, I've gotten to meet some fantastic people over on Twitch, so it's something I want. So if you can support me in any way, I would really appreciate it. Bands, if you are listening to this, another way you can support me and I can support you, I would happily wear your merchandise on stream if you send it to me. Just saying, I've got a couple of fantastic band shirts that I can wear. One of my favorite ones right now is one from Hirojo Trio that I picked up from their show back in the spring. It is super soft, comfy, it's gray, it's got a logo that sits in a decent place. And I say this being a woman and not wanting to, you know, have things sitting in a certain way. So whoever did their design and layout, thank you. But yeah, it would be great if I could stay home, play video games and share it with the world, create a nice, safe space for people. Welcome to recording with a dog in the room. And she has announced that there's somebody at our front door. So apologies for that, but welcome to my big dog. Right? Awesome. Anyways, I would love if you could support me. Links will be in the show notes. And I'm going to play some more music for you now.
The evolution is here, and we don't care. My brain's a phantom limb. You can take me anywhere. Searching for some peace of mind, got turned around. GPS, the bed, and now we're lost and breaking down. The evolution is here, and we don't care. Shove my face in our phone, and you can take me anywhere. The evolution is here, and we don't care. Shove my face in. Feet in the ground. The evolution is here, and we don't care. Shove your face in a phone. And
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
There you have it, folks. Two more great Canadian tracks, right? I definitely find some good stuff. So this one was definitely interesting. We had there Grant Boyer and his slightly humoristic track, De-Evolution. Now, all I can tell you is they are Canadian, they were from another band, and they've shared the stage with some big names over the years. So if you enjoyed that track, you should definitely go check out more of Grant's stuff. There will be links in the show notes. I am being told by my dog it is dinner time, even though it is 20 minutes till dinner time. Then we had, make sure I get this name right because I've printed it so tiny in my show notes. I don't want to get it wrong. We had Carlton Stone, and they are from the East Coast. Looks like they are from Cape Breton, which is fantastic. And I really love the voice again. It was another great voice. That was their track, Hard Day's Work, and pretty much just about everything I think this week has come from Artura Research. Ava. You know, all but one track came through Ava from Artura Research, and one came from Jordan. So thank you, you fantastical people, for filling my show up with all the amazing music that you guys help represent and promote. Right? Last track. Hey, last track time, because it means the show's done and it's only one more piece of music for you to listen to. However, it does mean we are one step closer to next week and six more tracks of great Canadian music, right? last track this week is coming to us from Rennie Smith. They're also from the East Coast out in Nova Scotia. Right? Fantastic. And the bio that I have off of the Artura page says it's the very heart of her singular brand of pop music is the relationship between her and her piano, a connection Smith has nurtured since she was just 5 years old and spurred on by a proudly musical family. This lady has an amazing voice. I really hope you enjoy this last track. It's called Amber Lights, and we will catch you next week for show 203. Bye-bye.
Boy, I think you're falling too fast. Maybe slow it down. We don't need to rush anything, baby. Just take our time. I really like to get to know you better. Maybe talk a little over dinner and really see who you are. I'm not giving you the cold shoulder. I just really want to get to know you, yeah. I see his eyes flashing in my eyes. I can see caution signs, warning me time after time after time. Hold on, he may not be the one for you. I can't ignore these signs. Listen. Boy, it's only been about a week or so.